Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, December 1st, 2025, and the Democrats are officially trying to launch into full civil war. But we caught them with their pants down.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the creator of the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today. Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently...
Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Foreign governments, you name it, are listening to us very closely. They know I know what I'm talking about. When Trump said back in 2016, my reputation's amazing, he would not let me down, it's because even then I was known for having a really good political nose. And I'm not trying to brag about it. I'm saying it's been documented that nobody long-term is more accurate on a wide spectrum of issues than I am. And it's because this is all I do. I mean, literally. I might watch a movie once a month with the family. I am totally immersed. I know the enemy like the back of my hand. I know the enemy better than they know themselves because most of them are just mercenaries and are totally compartmentalized. And so that's why they're so scared. We know their plan. You see it unfolding. And they are screwed because we've been way ahead of them. And now, thanks to the listeners and viewers, because you're really the engine, the guts, the brains, the soul of this operation. That is the info war, hated by the globalist above all else. You have gotten the word out about the Podesta plan and the coup operations that were hiding in plain view. And because of you now, for about a week and a half, 2 weeks online, and now even in the news, it is front and center. And if the public, which is starting to happen, understands what's going down, the globalists are done. Instead of fighting each new lie and each new hoax, you just cut right to the chase of master plan. They're done. Well, that's happened. But that puts them in an incredibly dangerous position. We're going to cover it all straight ahead. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You've got all the power. Share the live feeds on X right now, Real Alex Jones, and on Rumble. Share them now, 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 now. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWars lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWars because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWars will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Murders, or the murder of one National Guard member and the shooting of another. Those events and others are reigniting the immigration fight and putting Democrats on the defense. Their play, blame President Trump for everything.
I think he is trying to do what he's always done, which is instill fear. He wants people to go into the shadows.
This is what he does, and he tries to stoke division and make people hate each other.
When he says things like third world countries, what is he really saying? I think what he's saying is he doesn't want brown people in our country. And that is disturbing, and it's un-American.
You know what's really disturbing? Why don't they ever push that hard against the assassinations? The exact thing that you would think that they would push against in this country right now, that culture that's going on. A new op-ed is entitled, Afghan Terror and Somalia Fraud Shows Why Trump is Right on Migrants. And here's a quote from that article. Two things have happened in the past week which allow any American to reflect on how carefully we should treat the future of this country. The truth is that America, like Europe, hasn't even remotely discovered what is going on. But at least the president's Somalia and Afghan orders show that we are starting to try. The president has plenty of supporters on this.
We're catching these people, we're vetting these people, and this administration, because of Donald Trump, we are working hand in hand with Secretary Noem, Homeland Security. Director Patel has already arrested 500 suspected terrorists since January 20th.
We have an obligation to investigate who is brought into the United States under this program. We have to decide with our immigration policies, does this benefit the American people?
Now, we'll add this. The president's crackdown on illegal immigration saw anti-immigration customs and enforcement violence against those agents during a protest in New York, again, this time in this city. Rioters blocked federal agents, threw planters at them, and fought the NYPD at the scene. So it's not just the agents, now it's local law enforcement, too. Border czar Tom Homan.
ICE is out there today. ICE will be out there tomorrow. ICE will be out there every day because ICE is going to keep the promise President Trump made the American people and make his country safe again. Protest all you want. We'll be out there today and tomorrow. We'll be out there every day until we get this job done.
In focus now, Gianno Caldwell, Fox News political analyst. You know, Gianno, the border czar Tom Homan and I have talked about the fact that when law enforcement show up with ICE agents, they're there for whatever collaterally is happening, right? They sometimes are put in harm's way as well. So this is a wider problem now, not just about these agents. Where are the mayors in these cities, like, protecting their own people, their own law enforcement?
Well, and that's the big question here, is if we just roll back the tape. Since President Trump has said he was going to get rid of the worst of the worst, we've seen Democrat mayors and governors, Democrat states, who have said that they were going to push back against those ICE agents. They've given people permission to be violent, in my opinion. They've given this kind of rhetoric. Think about Chicago as an example. The ICE agents call for the Chicago Police Department, and you hear leadership on tape saying, don't send anyone. So this is almost an expectation at this point, because they're not giving the lawful respect in which they deserve from these elected officials. So individuals are taking these things into their own hands and pushing back, unfortunately.
It's a lot worse than that. That's why I wanted to play that Fox News clip from just about 20 minutes ago. It was live. It's not disrespect. The governor of Illinois, the mayor of Chicago, said we're going to fight federal agents. They're coming here. What they're doing is illegal. They don't have warrants. No, because they have court orders. It's completely different. Just as strong as a warrant, in fact, stronger. It's totally legal. It's totally constitutional. And they've been ramming their vehicles, shooting up ICE facilities, shooting Border Patrol, shooting ICE, killing them. It goes on and on, killing citizens. And this is the Democrat Party. In fact, we're putting a compilation together. But I told Rob New this morning, I said, just go 5 minutes. We don't need an hour of it. And he's like, well, I've got too much. He just already on his computer had hundreds and hundreds of clips of senators, House members, governors, mayors, legislature saying they're Nazis, they're Gestapo, they're criminals. Before Trump got in, when he was president-elect, we have CNN, MSNBC, all of them saying he's going to send ICE and the Border Patrol to kill the migrants. You got Don Lemon a month ago saying, get guns. It's illegal what they're doing. They're attacking citizens, which they're not. So get your guns. And Carbill saying, 1776, they're coming for the brown people. Kill them. It's all part of the damn Podesta plan. And now we're here. They've been trying. Spring and summer to launch this. Now into the fall, into the winter. And they barricaded them in the federal building and wouldn't let their vehicles get out to go do their job. The Democrats have brought in these people to be voters, to be a permanent underclass, to milk off of them with the welfare money, and to apportion 18 new seats they already got under Biden through this fraud in the gerrymandering in Congress, for Congress. So this is existential life and death threat to the country. And it's part and parcel to everything that's happening. Let me explain something. You go to a federal parking garage, and or you go to a fire department, a county fire department, or you go to a police station, emergency entrance exit, where they're going out for bank robberies and carjackings and muggings and houses on fire, and you block emergency vehicles, state and federal law, from carrying out their mission, it's called a serious felony. But you know, the people arrested doing this in New York know that it's almost completely Soros judges and DAs, and they're going to walk. So the DOJ has special task forces that have the jurisdiction across the country that can swoop in and then indict them in another special jurisdiction and will actually prosecute their asses. But General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, who was read in on the communist takeover plans and all the classified responses, Rex 84, to it, he said, when you see them start the riots and the judges that are controlled let them out, that's the beginning of the communist revolution. And then there aren't any real cases of Border Patrol or ICE or anybody killing the illegal aliens, so they've had decades of movies and TV shows like Machete Kills, where Don Johnson is out shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the belly. Never happened, but they create the simulation for you. So we have that we'll be getting into more in a moment. And that ties into this buildup that ICE is illegal, Border Patrol is illegal, CNN, MSNBC last week. Well, the Border Patrol and, you know, if the National Guard wasn't patrolling in these cities, they wouldn't have got shot. That's a clear threat, a clear message. So they are belligerent. They're trying to go with the Civil War, race war plan. And Trump needs to address the nation on this from the Oval Office. He needs to do it now. He needs to do it yesterday. He needs to do it repeatedly. Because we have to have the commander-in-chief explain what's going on. People need to choose a side. And he's also say, listen, I've tried to fix inflation. It's gone down some. The increase has slowed a lot. He could mention gas and energy prices are down almost half, but explain that he's doing as good a job as he can and list what he's done. Because in all the polls and numbers, that's what's hurting him, is he did say, oh, I'll get inflation fixed overnight, which is one of the few promises, you know, that he gave that he can't fulfill. And I said then, studying all the international actuaries, you have two types of inflation we're going to have. Depressionary inflation, the Great Reset, the globalist one that is literal hell, or expansionist inflation, but it's slowed, where you just get more jobs, bigger paychecks, and so it equalizes. That's the Trump plan. He needs to go ahead and explain that this is a global phenomenon of inflation. The EU, the US, and China have been in a race devaluing their currencies for decades. And so that's just the reality. So tell people the reality, Trump. That's why they loved you in 2016 running, where you said, yeah, of course, I'm giving money to most of these politicians on the stage here. That's how it works. It's all corrupt, and I'm going to put a stop to it. People like the straight shooting. And I know the White House is listening. Now, this ties into, obviously, all the headlines about Hegseth being a war criminal. If you go to the top of Drudge, which is the mouth of the Democratic Party, it just says war crime today. And it's all based on another hoax. Hegseth said, I didn't have to give a second order. The order was to kill everyone, seek and destroy. We don't call it the Department of Defense anymore. We went back to its real name, the Department of War. So when you fire Hellfire missiles at a boat, again, you're not giving them a Christmas basket. You're not giving them some cheese and summer sausage and fruitcake. You're not giving them a massage. You're not giving them a slap on the wrist. You're killing them. But they're all trying to create this illusion of bloodthirsty, tyrannical, Nero dictator and David Letterman crawling out from under a rock and calling Trump a dictator. Nope, popularly elected and won the Electoral College. So it all ties together. But here's big news I'll be getting into. Trump to hold Venezuela Oval Office public meeting today at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. You better believe the war room. Harris Smith's going to be covering that live. And will he give an ultimatum to Maduro of leaving a week, or will he be announcing the strikes at that meeting? I would imagine that they don't want to give the enemy, the communist dictatorship down there, a heads up on the strikes, so I don't think it'll be an announcement that strikes have begun. But you better believe there's going to be a big pucker factor in Venezuela for this. Or the strikes could begin, say, in 2 hours, and then 3 or 4 hours into it, Trump comes out and makes the announcement. And he likes to sucker punch. He's always a straight shooter unless it's a war thing. So they might hit him any minute. Or he might go up there and say, well, we're going to hold off a while and give him time to negotiate and then hit him right after that address. When all the exhausted people at the missile batteries and the rest of it go, whoa, wow. And then 1 hour later, here comes the attack. So we'll be watching all that very, very carefully. Venezuela expert and insider on what's going on, Patrick Byrne, joins us coming up in the third hour today. So all of this ties together, but the good news is, I haven't the big story yet. The good news is, we've always had a lot of influence in the government and other governments. We've always had a lot of influence, period. I mean, decades we've had a major influence. But it really got intense 2015, 2016, and then on out. But now the influence has never been greater. And that's all God's doing, working through us. Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, giving us the Holy Spirit and leading, guiding, and direct us. So let's be 100% clear. But it's also important to show how mighty our God is and what's happened through the guests, through the crew, through the callers, through the listeners, through your action, through your word of mouth, through your prayer. What we've done with God working through us has been absolutely historic. And before I hit this big, huge news, let me just tell you a story. And this happens all the time. I mean, it happens. Well, I don't really go out in public except every couple of days. So I'm usually just back and forth from work. But any gas station I go to, there's five people there, two or three are my listeners, go to the grocery store, get mobbed. I try to wear sunglasses and a hat, not because I don't want to talk to people, but I'm busy and I'm in a hurry. I went to Taco Deli at 7:30 in the morning yesterday because I decided to take a day off and not work out because I was really sore. And the family was sleeping in late, I guess, was still asleep. And so I drive over to a place called Taco Deli, and I hadn't been in there myself in like 4 years. Just for whatever reason, it's not my favorite place. It's okay. It's pretty good. But I had to go get gas, and I was going to go to the grocery store, get some things I wanted. I said, yeah, I'm going to pull in here at Taco Deli. And it's already mobbed at like 7:45 in the morning. So I go in. There's a line of about 15 people, and there's 20 or 30 people in there. And I get up to get some breakfast tacos. And I got a couple for me there fresh, and a couple more I took home. And every person except one guy that came in at a pickup, at the pickup window, every person came over and shook my hand and said, we appreciate the work you're doing and the fight you're in. And just, you know, please try to stay alive. We understand they're trying to launch a coup, and we support President Trump. And I've talked about this, the left always says, oh, yeah, right. You saw in D.C. when I did live feeds out in public, just mobbed by the National Guard, Asians, blacks, Hispanics, whites, old, young, just almost every person walking by was a listener. The left saw those feeds, got millions of views. They got really freaked out. It's a security issue, so I don't do it a lot. I certainly don't announce where I'm going to be at. That was out the Washington Monument and other areas. I mean, I'd be at like a statue in the middle of nowhere doing a shoot, and a black woman would walk by up at the top with her, and she'd go, Alex Jones, I love you, and run over and shake my hand. I mean, it was just crazy. But that's not about me. That's about, I'm a public figure. You're not, which is great. You have your anonymity and privacy. You don't know how popular freedom is. I don't even believe it till I see it. But if you were Alex Jones or Donald Trump or Tucker Carlson, you would see it. You would see it. So I'm in there, and the manager comes out and wants a picture. And then the black lady, another manager, goes, Alex, we love you, behind the counter. And the other lady, we're big listeners. So all three people behind the counter that I was talking to, they're listeners. Everybody's taking pictures. Then everybody decides it's okay to mob me. And there's a line of people taking pictures with me. And they're talking about, oh, I heard the show last week. Oh, I heard this. I mean, they were dialed in. And then they bring my food out to me just a few minutes, and I'm sitting there eating my two tacos, and they bring out the other bag I'd ordered. And other people that had come in are seeing me and coming over, because now it's okay to come over and say hi and take pictures. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. I mean, globalists, you're screwed, man. I mean, literally, I saw one guy come in while I was in the line to like a pickup window, and he said, thanks a lot, and left. One guy out of like 25, 30 people in there, one guy didn't come over. One. Folks, this is all God. This is not me. This is crazy. I've never had it where, you know, there's whatever it was, 30 people or whatever in there, and only one person didn't come over. And they're like, oh, we're sorry to bug you. We're sorry to bug you. And I was like, you're not bugging me. I was mainly just sitting there going, everybody's a listener? So you see the movie Fight Club, where he's got, you know, two personalities, one that's the revolutionary, and it's like a communist deal, anti-corporate, whatever, you know, blowing up buildings, putting smiley faces on them or whatever. That's what the globalists want, so they can play victim. No. And in that movie, it's like basically almost everybody's in on it. But when he's in his other personality and doesn't know he's the leader, he's like, why are people saying, hey, wink, you know, winking, hey, we're on board? The police, the fire department, the security people, the folks at the bar, the grocery store, the cabbies, everybody. I am getting to live the real Fight Club. I mean, this isn't some movie from a novel. I am living this, ladies and gentlemen. And this is not about me, okay? I want the globalists to know I'm just like a thermometer that you stick in a turkey to see if it's cooked. That's all I am. I'm like a temperature gauge on your car's engine or a air sensor on how much air is in your tires. That's all I am. I'm just the metal, you know, thermometer, you know, looks like an ice pick. You stick in the turkey. That's all I am. I'm very humble. In fact, it makes me even more humble to now have this happening all over the place. I mean, I'll go to a restaurant and people come over, but you'll see everybody else kind of looking and nodding. And when they get up and leave, they'll thumbs up. I was going to meet with a media individual, I'll leave it at that, for a quick meeting yesterday afternoon before I came to hear the show. And I go down this road on Lake Austin, and it's at a dead end. And this Mercedes comes pulling out of a gated thing right at the place I was turning, the house before it. And the guy, some executive, because this is a fancy area, let's leave it at that, who's who I was going to meet, I'm not going to tell you. And the guy's like, I love you, keep it up, keep it up. And I'm just like, I mean, this is like game on, folks. This is serious business. And let me tell you, the enemy has a good idea about this. That's why they're so scared, and that's why they're so dangerous. So I just was giving that report of how screwed the globalists are. They're never putting the genie back in the bottle. All their attempts to destroy me, they're so discredited, people said, well, this guy must be great. I don't think I even deserve this much love. But imagine if the hundreds of millions of people that listen around the world conservatively, imagine if they actually decided to aggressively share the live feeds from Rumble and Real Alex Jones on X. And imagine if they just decided to go buy a ball cap or a T-shirt or methylene blue or any of it. Then we would have news bureaus all over the world. We'd be 24/7 everywhere, and we'd be 100 times more effective, and we would save the world. And I don't mean me. I mean all of you, all of us, all the reporters, all the hosts, all the people. I mean, we got Brianna Morello in D.C. at the White House today, at the Pentagon tomorrow. She'll be asking Hegseth direct questions. No control on what she says. You know who's writing the questions. And she was summoned there for what's about to happen. You see? Well, imagine 100 of her. And she's amazing. A real journalist. That's what we're going to do. But you, it's like Field of Dreams. We build it in the middle of a cornfield. You got to decide you want to come. If we build it, they will come. And you've done it. You've held off the enemy and all their lawsuits and all their attacks. I'm just telling you, before I come back and really start the broadcast, that I need your support. Today is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 60% off store-wide. That means the ball caps, the T-shirts, all the new hoodies, all the new limited edition sweaters. 60% off. That means that most of those break even. Some we lose money on. Like when you buy an XXL or bigger shirt at 60% off, we're losing money. You buy a small, we're making $3. You know, because the big ones cost more for us to produce. These hats, America First, badass, super high quality. At 60% off, this thing breaks even. That is a sexy hat, super high quality. There's a whole bunch of new ones. But get methylene blue, get Irish sea moss, get it all. It ends at midnight tonight. It's over. Biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Midnight tonight. 60% off of the supplements, everything in the store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction. They're either saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this, we'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not gonna give up, I'm gonna go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came out with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So do the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let's get to the big news that ties into everything. We've had the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists, the elements of the CIA, and the stay-by networks and the other agencies for 10 years trying to overthrow the will of the people to have Trump in and our agenda of America First, restoring the Republic. That's not a secret. It's been declassified. It's out there. All the lies, all the election stealing, the targeting the American people, all of it, treason, organized crime, racketeering, conspiracy against our rights. All those are legal terms. Look up conspiracy of rights, conspiracy against rights. So you've had the Democrats everywhere saying the Border Patrol, ICE, and National Guard are criminals coming to kill you. It's all illegal. Get guns and fight them. Be ready to fight and die. The View, Don Lemon, all of it. Carbel, you name it. Then they have the senators and the CIA people come out and say, well, yeah, it's time for you to stand up. It's your duty when you're given illegal orders. Then they're asked, what are the illegal orders? Well, none of them are illegal. They say, well, we can't say, but that's giving the orders to their leftists that have been through ROTC. And there's hundreds of videos I've seen. We've played some of people in the Air Force, the Army, you name it. Haven't seen any Marines yet. saying, America sucks, it's racist, it's evil, we need to overthrow Trump. Arrest them. They're in uniform. They don't have the same rights in that office when they swear that oath. That's the law. These are classic tactics you use before you overthrow a government. And that's what the CIA has done hundreds of times. So you got seditious conspiracy, you got classical treason, you've got insurrection. We've got a whole bunch of laws for this. So yeah, what Mark Kelly and the rest of them did by itself is legal in First Amendment, but not who gave them the script, they admit, not the Soros CIA funding, not the whole plan they're part of that they have it written down in the Podesta plan and other documents. It's an open and shut conspiracy. It's their own conviction. It's their own confession. It's like catching bank robbers with their plan for the bank robbery and them sitting around videotaping it and then writing up a plan. It's open and shut, just like White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said last Friday. So Trump put this out. This is the big news on Truth Social last night. There are laws that impact our nation. Read Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387. Whoever, with the intent to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, morale, and discipline of the military and naval forces, to be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years, Commander Kirk Leopold, U.S. Navy retired, posted. He said, this is right on point. Do what must be done. Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Show no mercy. But he has a bunch of careerists and cowards. That's the majority. They're not even globalist operatives, the DOJ. Most of them are just, I have this from all my sources, and we've seen it. Most of them, 60% or so, just want a paycheck and want a candy ass around that are in management positions. You go down low, people just doing their job, working pretty hard. I just study it. Most federal government sits around on their ass. Feds, and federal agencies, federal law enforcement, they work their ass off. There's no doubt about that. Look at ICE right now. But, and then you got maybe 10, 15% that are patriots and another 30% that are hardcore globalist operatives. And as you go higher up, it's them. And they get huge payoffs at law firms for just laying low, sabotaging Trump for 4 years the first time and now. And then you look at it, they get signing bonuses like Todd Blanche did at a law firm. Was it $4 million? So it's cold, hard cash, folks. It's payoffs. And these are just lawyers. These people that went to get these jobs to get money. So they're just nobodies. They have no gravitas. They have no guts. They have no fiber. They have no will, no integrity. They don't stand for anything. They think standing for something is a weakness. Yeah, right. Like a lighthouse out on solid granite rock in the storm. They have no idea what standing for something means and how amazing it is, how you're designed to do it. I actually feel sorry for these people. They think standing for something, they think having will is weak. They think fighting tyranny is weak. Why not just join it? Well, look where that's gotten us. The sickest and most unhealthy society and world collapsing. We're the greatest. Now we're the worst. But we're turning it around. And you people that go along with this, that are lukewarm. Remember, God said, you were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. You were hot nor cold, you were lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. God hates people that ride the fence more than the devil worshipers. It's in the Old Testament, New Testament. And you see it written large today. Who is really the worst? People that commit to evil and know they're evil and at least do it? Or people that know what's going on and sit there with their thumb in their rear end? They're the problem. Thomas Jefferson was asked, why do evil men and tyrants flourish? And he said, evil men and tyrants flourish because good men do nothing. You want to know the problem, just like in V for Vendetta. He says, you really want to know at the end of the day who the problem is? It's not these tyrants. You want to know the problem, just look in the mirror. Pull up that clip. V for Vendetta. You want to know who's responsible, just look in the mirror. I know why you did it. You were afraid. So much easier to turn over your will. And now that America is bringing back its will, bringing back its sovereignty in our hemisphere, people are like, oh, wait, we can't hit Venezuela. That's war. This isn't those other wars. This is the wars we had before that for our sovereignty, for our security. And I think it could be a trap, and I'm not fully endorsing it. I'm saying Trump is within his authority to do this. And those undermining it, claiming Hegseth is a tyrant, and Hegseth is a war criminal, which I guarantee, like everything else, it's another fraud story, like Trump being pissed on or loving the KKK or hating Mexicans. And Hegseth, and I know how the military works. And I've talked to my source, absolutely. You don't need the sec dep to say, oh, you blew up that boat, but there's survivors, hit it again. The mission's seek and destroy. The first order was kill them. And it's a legal order. What do you think they're doing? They're dropping Hellfire missiles on your ass. Again, they're not dropping pillows on you. They're not giving you a participation trophy. They're giving you an explosive missile. So Trump coming out and saying, here's just one of the many laws. How about 10 years in prison? There are laws that impact our nation. Read Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387. Whoever, with the intent to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, morale, or discipline of the military and naval forces, to be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years. Do what must be done. This is what you do when you're overthrowing a country. This is the playbook. And they admit it's the playbook. And that playbook, the Podesta plan, and all the rest of it, is the public conspiracy and the predictive programming of all these movies they put out, like one battle after another in Civil War. We have them. And I know the White House is sophisticated enough and Hegseth is sophisticated enough to know that the media and Todd Blanchard's like, well, we'll see what they meant by the statement. It's the intent that matters. And then Senator Kelly, well, I just meant if he gives illegal order, stand up to it, which is the law. That's not what you did. You said it's your duty. It's terrible what's happening. Trump's targeting citizens, which he's not. And so they set up the mutiny and then order the mutiny and then play dumb. You don't target them for the statement. You target them for who gave them the script. They admitted in Congress they were given. We already know it's Soros Group, CIA money laundered. And you have them. And I got a call a few days ago saying the White House really appreciates that point. And you notice it got picked up by everybody else. Why did I have to think of that? See, they play this game. Oh, this statement. Let's debate the statement. No, who gave you the statement? Connected because it's the caboose at the end of all they've already done. Who's the engine? Who's driving it? Who gave the orders? We know. Brennan. Laundered the money through Soros. It's the Soros groups paying for it all. The billboards, the TV ads, the ads against ICE. Soros didn't buy 240-something Spanish-speaking top radio stations, AM and FM mainly, in all the major blue cities. When he did it, we said he's going to use it to coordinate against Trump and against ICE. And sure as hell they did with apps with the mayors in Denver and New York and Chicago and L.A. and Portland and Seattle and Houston and Dallas and a bunch of other cities with live-time apps targeting federal agents. So they can surround them when they come out of their garages and when they go to bust a fentanyl lab or a child trafficking lab. The news doesn't say why they're there. The crowd just attacks them. And then later when they save a bunch of kids, it doesn't even hit the news. When they ram their cars and shoot at them, the different seditious six get up on TV and say, you saw them draw guns in Chicago. You saw them fire tear gas at citizens. Oh, did you say they rammed their cars and shot at them? Oh, you leave that out, don't you? Oh, the police beat up some people in New York. Did you say they came in the parking garage and attacked their vehicles and were ramming them? No, you leave that part out, don't you? You dirty, filthy, globalist scum. And you notice in the last month or two, There were hundreds of reports by all the big leftist TV shows, MSNBC, CNN, and all the surrogates on YouTube and everywhere. Jones used to be against the police state. Jones used to be against all this, and now he sold out to it. No, I didn't. When I learned 30 years ago from law enforcement and the military, when I was doing an Access TV show and then a local radio show, but it went into Fort Hood and you name it on the top FM station, be heard from South Dallas all the way to San Antonio. And I was covering these topics, but not about the police state. I had the military coming and people calling me and being information. They said, listen, we're being trained to confiscate guns. We're being trained to take on the American people and take over major cities. And then you saw so many other whistleblowers come out, the 29 Palms, all of it. I knew about the military being trained. It was right after Waco when they did that to try to start a war with the American people under the Clintons. That's the military trained to take our guns and shut down our free speech. This is the opposite. This is the military with a real president standing against a globalist, communist planned overthrow. So I am proud to stand with ICE and Border Patrol and the National Guard. And they are proud to stand with me. They are the David. The globalists are the Goliath. They are the underdog. 10,000 ICE. Less than 3,000 National Guard deployed. Against 60, 70, 80 million globalist communists and then 30 million, 40 million illegal aliens. I mean, like, this is the ultimate David versus Goliath. This is insane. And I'm always where I am. I'm always with the patriot. I'm always with the underdog. And America is the underdog. President Trump is the underdog. And the minute he gives that message and explains it all to people, instead of everything's fine, look at all this gold-plated stuff, I'm not saying it's bad. He wants to project confidence. That normally works for a company. It works for a country. But the stock market is how Trump gauges the world. No, we gauge the world on how much money's in our bank account are we able to pay our bills. And we know it's gotten somewhat better, The incoming investment's so huge. I understand it takes time to do this. You have the best garden, the best equipment, the best gardener, the best seeds. It's wintertime. If you don't have food stored up and there's no grocery store, you're going to starve because you got to have the spring come. You got to plant it. You got to, and you know, by the end of the summer, you got enough food to eat for a couple of years if you get a good, you know, but if you know how to can it. But, you know, Trump got in only 11 months ago and he's already got a bunch of plants coming up. And there's already some fruit forming, but it's still green. Those tomatoes ain't red yet. The squash is still green. The beans are just starting to grow. The beans are just starting to sprout. I mean, you know, it's the crop ain't coming in yet. He just needs to explain that. Like you get home from, you know, high school and mom, you smell all the good stuff mama's cooking. And you smell the cornbread cooking and she got chili on the stove and you come in and start trying to eat, she goes, it's not ready yet, and slaps your hand. Just be honest about it. Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to turn this around in a minute. Take the gumbo analogy. You got the rice and the sausage in there, now you're shoving the shrimp in. It's going to take another 30 minutes, an hour. It's not ready yet. Just be honest with people. Dinner ain't ready yet. And these people did not want you to have dinner at all. So do you want a dinner in an hour or do you want to start? Give them the truth. It's what they want. Now, you just think about that. Right after they kill National Guard and all the rest of it, they're running around right now. Demonizing the National Guard and the Border Patrol. And Trump has put such quotas on them. They get bonuses if they do the quota, and they get fired if they don't. I've told you, Trump is so aggressive ramping up that I think it could overheat. I mean, I see a lot of videos where you got 2 to 4 ICE surrounded by hundreds of people being attacked, and they still try to arrest people while bottles are bouncing off the backs of their heads. And the left is so pissed, you saw the senators predict, there's going to be shooting by the Border Patrol and ICE and National Guard soon, and it didn't happen because they've been so restrained. And I'll be honest with you, because I don't want to go to prison in some Soros-run city. If I was Border Patrol or ICE, and I was sent out to arrest some child molester, and I got him, put him in the car, and 100 people come up and start blocking the car and throwing bottles and all the rest of that, I'm going to say, fine, have your criminal. Because I know they want to try to create a violent event, and I'll just later say, see, we had to let the pedophile go because of them. You say, well, that's a cowardly thing. No. No. And it's to credit to Trump how much he and Tom Homan are popping the whip. And the guys want to do it. Like I said, I've seen ICE in Austin. It looks like the videos you see online. It looks like those old kung fu movies where they turn up the speed of the fights. They're just running around like, I mean, I'm super impressed. The complete opposite of half the federal employees going to work like once a month and just sitting around doing nothing. So you bet I gush over it because it's like, wow, imagine the whole government acted like this. Actually doing its job, serving the people. So they need our prayers, folks. And I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback things, but I've been advising from the beginning, so I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. Trump wants to prove to you he's getting these massive numbers, and he's escalated it. The whole infrastructure has been shut down. But I don't think I should go out with less than, even if it's a simple pick somebody up, you know, that you know is working illegally somewhere. 5 people. You're going to some drug house to bust things. You're going to send 10 people. You got the Soros mob and the apps with rapid reaction forces set up by these governors and these traitorous mayors like Bass in L.A. That is organized criminal conspiracy. I would never do this, but imagine if I organized people with an app to say, block local police serving drug warrants. And then we go, the app shows there's a SWAT team at this crack house. Go get in their face. Go block their vehicle. What the hell? That is a felony. You're going to get people killed. But when they do it, because it's for the precious illegal aliens, it's okay. Give me a break. I mean, this is crazy town. All right, I'm ranting, and I got too much to get to, good Lord. Oh, my gosh, I haven't even started yet. Here's Stephen Miller. And then the media attacked him yesterday and said this wasn't true. It's completely true, and I have their own admissions of this. But they brought in millions of illegal aliens, give them all the free goodies, give them Social Security cards. Elon responded, this is what happened. It's true. Stephen Miller, the Democrat Party, via the Biden-Harris terrorist administration, devised a scheme to import illegal aliens into the country by the millions, granting them parole, which gives them work permits. And then the media attacked and said it wasn't true. The hell it wasn't true. It's on record. Here it is.
That's it for your audience perfectly, Sean. This was not a loophole. The Biden administration, Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, devised a scheme to fly illegal aliens into the country and then to escort them en masse across the border by the millions and to give them something known as parole, which gives them a work permit, which gives them a social security number, which gives them access to the voting booth. This was the plan all along, to get them here illegally so they can get free government benefits, get hooked to welfare, and be able to participate in American elections. This was an attack on democracy by the Democrat Party. It's the same attack that we see, Sean, when you have California, a sanctuary state, that is refusing to turn over even illegal alien criminals and gang members to ICE. So these are illegal aliens in California who have been arrested by California police, by California law enforcement for serious crimes, for crimes against children, for felonies, for crimes that threaten public safety, and they are refusing to hand these criminal illegal aliens over to ICE. Instead, they're freeing them back into the cities to offend and offend again. By any definition, what California is doing is criminal. It is a violation of our laws. It is one of the most heinous things that I have seen in my entire...
It's way worse than that. They've had, that I've seen, so there must be more to always find out new stuff. Three federal judges, California and a couple other states, when the feds working in task forces and local law enforcement have been arresting illegal aliens that don't even have regular driver's license, have these fake, well, the states gave them these commercial driver's licenses with these 18-wheelers. Federal judges say, nope, they're allowed to drive anyways. As there's just mass death. And when the 18-wheelers kill people, the ambulance chasing left makes all this money off of it. So you think about that for a minute. Here's a clip from months ago when Doge was still fully operating. The numbers it found on them giving Social Security cards has been confirmed to the illegal aliens. This is treason.
Fox to reveal what's really going on. Doge exposed our immigration asylum disaster. That was the tip of the iceberg. Now, here's the story. Doge has found that immigration gave a work authorization document to illegals just 5 months after they filed for asylum. That document allowed them to work while they waited to hear whether their asylum request had been accepted or denied. So they could work as an illegal, knowing it would take years before their case was heard. The Immigration Department mailed them a Social Security number. No interview, no proof of identity. Just put it in the mail. Here's your number. In 2021, Doge says 270,000 new aliens were issued Social Security numbers, 590,000 in 2022, 964,000 in 2023, and 2.1 million in 24, right before Biden left office. Doge also discovered that 1.3 million aliens are now receiving Medicaid. Millions received driver's licenses, some registered to vote, and Doge says some actually did vote. Try and square that against Democrat claims that Musk is destroying Social Security and cutting Medicaid. He's not destroying. He's weeding out people who don't qualify. Who is really guilty of misinformation in this case? It is not Elon Musk.
Organized criminal conspiracy against the Republic. Handing out hundreds of thousands of commercial driver's license and other licenses to drive bulldozers, you name it. I mean, let me tell you. I've driven an 18-wheeler, not commercially, but a few times. Family had one in a company we had, and my dad would let me drive it sometimes out in the country. Hard to drive. Tried to get me to learn. Took me weeks to even be able to basically drive it half decently. Not to mention on the major roads. I mean, you talk about suicide. But they don't care. Federal judge, hey, let the illegal aliens drive these 18-wheelers. We'll be right back. Remember, the biggest sale we've ever had, 60% off store-wide on everything, ends tonight at midnight. Take advantage of it now, theauctionstore.com. Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to theallyshowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theallyshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app for your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.